USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One person is dead and a police officer was wounded after a shooting at a Tennessee high school. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Rausch says that police responded to a call of a possibly armed male at the Austin East High School in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Upon arrival, officers located the individual in the school in a restroom. They ordered him out, but he refused to comply. As officers entered the space, the subject reportedly fired shots, striking an officer. One officer returned fire. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene and has since been identified as a student at Austin East.
The officer wounded in the shooting was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge. Instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
The United States set a record over the weekend, administering 4.6 million COVID vaccinations on Saturday. But even with the increased vaccination efforts, new cases of COVID are still rising, up to around 70,000 a day for the last 7 days. Dr. Anthony Fauci warns that now is not the time to let up on public health measures. The White House chief medical advisor tells CNN that a little more time is needed before the virus is under control.
Don't declare victory prematurely. We see so many pulling back on some of the public health measures, the mask mandates, the restaurant opening, the bars. We can't be doing that. We've got to wait a bit longer until we get enough vaccine into people that we will clearly blunt any surge. And every day that goes by, Wolf, we're closer and closer to that, because if we can vaccinate 3 to 4 million people every day and keep the lid on things, pretty soon we're going to see a turnaround and we're going to see them come down.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Talks are set to resume in Vienna on Tuesday between the U.S., Iran, and several other parties to try to return to the terms of the 2015 nuclear agreement reached under former President Obama. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says returning to that deal would be a regression in Middle East policy. He tells Fox News that the effort of the Trump administration for Middle East peace would be undone by a new deal with Iran.
Their theory of the case back in 2013, 14, and 15 was that if we don't take this deal that guarantees the pathway to a nuclear weapon, then we'll be at war. And, of course, we proved just the opposite, right? Secretary Kerry had said you can't get peace without solving the Palestinian problem. We demonstrated that wasn't true. We were realistic about the world. We engaged diplomatic across a broad spectrum when we brought these Gulf states together with the Israelis for a security arrangement that benefits Americans all across the country. To go back to that deal would be an enormous regression and an enormous increase in the risk to the United States of America.
And the son of Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid is facing DWI charges stemming from a February accident. Tim Berg has more.
Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant linebackers coach Britt Reid has been charged with driving while intoxicated in connection with a February 4th crash that left a 5-year-old girl with a brain injury. The charge announced on Monday carries a potential jail sentence of 1 to 7 years. Prosecutors have requested a $100,000 bond. The crash occurred near the Truman Sports Complex, but prosecutors say they have no indication that Reid was drinking at Arrowhead Stadium.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.